Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of people angry at the Guardians right now. I don't know if anybody's more angry at the Guardians than Matt Derry. Maybe his brother Todd. Matt Derry joins us. He's one half of the Derry Brothers Guardians cast. It's on the free Odyssey app, at Derry Speaks on Twitter. Hello, Matt.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Matt is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Have the Guardians, not the fans, I want to ask first the Guardians. Have the Guardians raised the white flag on the season?
Well, if you would have asked me that in March, I may have told you yes also. I mean, just based upon the
offense. Oh, come on, Matt.
Guys, come on now. Let's be honest here.
Were you saying that at the time, Matt?
No, I wasn't. And Anthony, look, my brother and I have said it on the podcast, and we've tried to buy in, and we were drinking the Kool-Aid, and it was too bad because we screwed up, just like a lot of other fans, in thinking, okay, Andrés Giménez, all right, they needed a starting pitcher in Luis Ortiz. You get out from underneath that contract. That looks creative. Oh, Josh Naylor, all right, well, you weren't going to sign him anyway. You get Ciccone, who's now a good part of the rotation. You replace him with Santana. Looks creative, better defensively at first base. We bought the fake, guys. We bought the fake. This team got worse, marginally worse, from being an ALCS team last year to now, and it looks like they're punting on the season. If there was any kind of getting excited, trying to have some semblance of winning, they would have made some moves. Zach Meisel points it out in The Athletic in his column. I know, Ken, you referenced it earlier. There's just no urgency. It's the same bottom of the order. It's the same guys. I'm not saying you know, DeLauter needs to come up tomorrow because now they're facing two very good left-handers, and that might not be the time, but he should have been up here a while ago. Oh, well, we're slow playing him and the health stuff. You know, C.J. Cephas is raking at AAA. This band of renown they're trotting out in right field sucks, and they've gotten worse, and we kind of bought in that Vogt would wave the magic wand again, but guys, they can't catch the ball. The bullpen went from second best to 13th or 14th best. They're not hitting. I mean, it looks like a punt. It really does.
It really looks like a team that's going through the motions right now.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the thing, Kenny, is the other day, and I rewatched it because I needed a couple of days, and I rewatched it. I went back to the condensed game on the app. When your best player and your franchise player and a guy that you're going to build a statue for gets hit intentionally and no one does anything, what does that tell you? You know, Jared Allen.
It tells you you don't want the problem. You'd rather just move on about your day. You don't need the problem.
Right. Jared Allen and the Cavs are soft because Ben Mathurin shoved that kid down and no one did anything, right? Oh, they're soft. Stephen Vogt did a little bit of a barking at the Blue Jay dugout, walked away. I'm not saying you start a full-fledged brawl here, but let's let the benches clear and let's stick up for our guy. And I know they had a players-only meeting on Friday. Since Jose got hit, they've done nothing. There's been nothing about it from a rah-rah standpoint, and they haven't won a baseball game since. So they do look dead, and that's too bad because there is some talent here, and there's some good guys on this team, and I like the pitching. I like the starting pitching, but they look like they're going through the motions. And in the American League, and Tony brought it up earlier, in the American League, they could still sneak in and be a wild card and get into the tournament.
So what will bother me is that honestly, like, you go from Stephen Vogt not saying anything. And then I start to feel like, did Austin Hedges have a players-only meeting because he felt somebody needed to speak up for it? Because I know he's like almost a, you know, in a lot of ways, he's a glorified manager in his own right. And so he has the players-only meeting. They come out, hey, six runs. Fantastic. Finally, we got something going here. Then they lose that game to the, Cardinals, and then Sunday's just whatever, and it's almost like, okay, that's it. We're finished here. Finito.
Well, the six runs too was in an inning. You know, they've scored no runs in 35 of their last 36 innings. That's almost impossible, seriously. And yes, that was one inning and it was a good run. And then all of a sudden, you know, Ciccone didn't have it and the bullpen blew it and Cade Smith's not available. And they won't tell us he's not available. It's a big secret. You know, it's like the CIA down there. And it just makes no sense. They're getting a little bit of their comeuppance right now in terms of, I think, a little bit of arrogance and a little bit of, hey, we've always been winning. This is how we do it. And it's not working. And a lot of it comes from the top to the very top with ownership. I hate to play that card. The Dolan's cheap hashtag is an old bit, but it's true. You're the team down the road from you that is 21 or 22 games above 500 and running away with a division. They don't spend a lot either. But they did go get Gleyber Torres, and they did re-up, and they did go get Jack Flaherty. Those would be two nice pieces on this team. Gleyber Torres is 17 times better than anything the Guardians are putting out at second base, and the Tigers got him on a cheap deal, on a one-year deal. The Guardians let Matthew Boyd walk. Then they had to kind of piece that together to go get Luis Ortiz and Ciccone to replace Boyd. If you would have paid a little bit of money and kept a guy around, then we might be talking about something a little bit different right now, because Matthew Boyd was extremely popular in that clubhouse, but they punted. They did.
Obviously, we're talking to Matt Derry right now from the Derry Brothers podcast. So obviously, every time we hear from the manager, he's staying positive with his guys. He's certainly is not sounding the alarms that we are. The fact that Antonetti spoke recently tells you that they understand where the public relations are with this team and how people feel about them and the organization right now. But when it comes to Vogt, what do you think of his job right now? Because we've talked about the talent situation. So how much do you put on the manager right now?
I don't put a ton on him, Anthony, because I think he did such a good job last year. He worked a miracle last year and did a fantastic job. Won manager of the year and deserved it and got this team to the ALCS. Then you strip him away of his gold glove second baseman, his all-star first baseman, replace it with players that are you know, not as good. I think he's done a pretty good job. I don't love yesterday's move of sitting Manzardo. I mean, free Manzardo. Use the hashtag. Play this kid every day. Come on. I don't find a way to have him as his bat in the lineup. He has to be playing. You have to find out what you have in him. But I think Stephen Vogt's a good manager. I do. What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to just press a button and make Bo Naylor a major league hitter again? Not his fault. I don't know what Grant Fink or Dave Fink or Nick Fink or whoever this hitting coach is, what he's doing with some of these guys, but they've regressed. A guy like Bo Naylor, a guy like Lane Thomas, those were two bats you expected before the season to really come on, especially Lane in the contract year. I don't think that's the manager's fault. I think these guys have regressed.
What are we going to do with Bo, by the way? Because I'm getting a lot of nasty comments about him recently.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, Kenny. Like, he's fine defensively. He's okay. I mean, obviously, Hedges is a better defender, but the bat just is not there, and it doesn't make any sense. And again, it's another first-round pick bat that, again, is fizzling. Now, you look at a guy like the Angels and Joe Adele. They stuck with him. And
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At 26 years old now, after years of giving him a shot, he's flourishing. So there may, maybe their hope with him is he's our guy. We got to stick with him. But the swing's too long, and but there's no other. Cooper Engle is your next guy, and he's in Double A. He's 2 years away. So you're kind of stuck with Bo Naylor right now.
All right, Matt. You said something during your podcast that was pretty strong about Paul Dolan. You want him to step away like right now.
Well, that was my brother who said that, and I'll be honest. I mean, it might be time. I mean, he has done a fantastic job. He's been a good steward. You keep guys like Tito around and Antonetti and Chernoff, who, by the way, are good at what they do. All right, they're struggling right now, but they're not bad general managers or presidents or managers or whatever. I think those guys have done a good job. But we're angry, and I'm angry, and my brother's angry because it's run its course. If Paul Dolan can't build off of an ALCS team and is using excuses like the market and the TV deal, and you go get a guy like Matthew Boyd and you work with him and the pitching factory does an unbelievable job with a guy like that, and then you just let him walk and the Cubs go get him. Like I said, the Tigers sign Glaber, and these teams that are serious go out and make moves, and we don't look serious. And if you're not serious, hand it over to David Blitzer and wave to the crowd and say thank you, because there have been plenty of good things that Paul Dolan has done. But come on now, let's be a serious organization here.
All right, so the obvious question about bringing up the kids, did you trust what you heard from Antonetti? We played some of it earlier about when this window is to bring the kids up.
I think the Guardians did a good thing, and I credit the PR people and Antonetti for deciding on Saturday, hey, we need to talk, and that was a good thing. What he had to say, though, there wasn't a lot of substance there. I mean, the idea of, well, we needed to ramp Chase up so that he's playing 3 or 4 days straight a week, I'd rather see him do that here, because, the like we said, the right field circus is no longer fun to watch. God bless Nolan Jones, and sure, they think maybe he'll come out of it, but the guy that can't even hit the cutoff man. You know, I mean, Jonathan Rodriguez has to play out there once in a while. He can't catch the ball. We saw what Noel could do offensively here, which was not much. They tried Will Brennan. This is a problem they created. Now you've got a first-round pick that's a stud. Get him up here. Let's see. What's the difference? Well, we don't want him to block. They always talk about, well, we're not signing free agents because we don't want to block our young guys. Then they're the ones blocking their own young guys themselves. Hypocritical. Get him up here. He can hit, and Kafis is eventually coming too. You heard Tom Hamilton talk about CJ Kafis all the time. Nobody knows more about this team than Hammy. Get these guys up here. I mean, I think they'll trade Santana. Then Kafis eventually will be at first base, but that's for later this month, probably, or later in July.
Matt Derry joining us here on the show. All right, so the second half of the season, you got what, the 28th hardest schedule in Major League Baseball. So is there any likelihood at all? Because this team's done this before. And you know what? You know their social media account keeps receipts. Could all this complaining come back at us?
Well, let's hope so. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, you're right, Ken. We got a lot of baseball left. This is still a very solid rotation. I think guys like Bibee and Gavin Williams and Ortiz and Ciccone will get better. You might get Shane Bieber back. I mean, Logan Allen wasn't horrible yesterday. Bullpen is a little bit scary right now. I think these guys are taxed a bit and not pitching well. Gattis struggling. Cade Smith with the back spasms. Heron hasn't been the same. But you've got enough pitching, but I just don't think there's going to be enough offense. And then you're going to rely on DeLauder, who eventually will be here, to have to save you. Guys got to step up. You know, Anthony mentioned before about David Fry. I mean, you know, was that just a fluke last year? They had 5 All-Stars at this time last year. They're going to have 1 this year, maybe 2, if Kwan gets in. But that's not good enough. And Kwan's struggling against left-handed pitching. These teams are stacking lefties against us, no matter who they are. and they can't get touched. So I think because it's the American League and you look at the wild card teams, you can't tell me that this team is that much inferior to Seattle or a Texas or an Angels, or and the division's terrible again outside of Detroit. So it can be done, but again, I don't think they're good enough to get to the World Series, and that should have been the goal this offseason, and they failed to address it and go for it.
No one's going to believe this, Matt, because somebody had said, like, hey, you know, you could be mad, but it's really, hey, we got a month until training camp starts, and once training camp starts, that's going to be the end of talking about the Guardians. The guy was tweeting at me, like, almost thank God. And I know no one's going to believe this because we talk a lot of football. Even though we haven't talked very much at all today, we talk a lot of football. But, man, I don't want to go to Pittsburgh land. I got three teams that matter because they're both football towns. But I got three teams that matter here, and I want three teams to matter, and I don't want it to be that way. As much as nobody wants to believe that, I'd rather have people passionate and angry about all this stuff instead of doing what they do in Pittsburgh, where they have no faith in that organization. They have no faith in that ownership, and they're just counting down the days until they trade away Paul Skeens. And all the anger that they do have is fake because they're trying to get through the month of July.
I mean, could you imagine talking about trading Paul Skeens? I mean, that you shouldn't even exist if
sick.
That happens.
It's sick. I mean,
it is sick. And the Guardians are not at that point.
And their fan base is at a point where they condone it.
Right. But I like the fact that there's passion right now. I like the fact that the Guardians reacted this weekend by putting Antonetti on there and putting him on the broadcast. And the sideline reporter on TV is talking about DeLauder. They all know. Tom Hamilton's talking about it. They all know. It's good that there's some vitriol from the fan base, because for the most part, the Guardians / Indians have been number three in town for as long as I've lived. It's all, you know, and hopefully they can turn it around and get people excited again. But there's a talent deficiency right now in the field, and that's on the front office. They're not putting enough. I mean, how many middle infielders have they tried? And they said, wait till this guy comes up, wait till that guy comes up, and none of them have worked. I mean, Arias, you lost him yesterday for a little while with the ankle. But is he a winning player? Is he the guy? We're going back to Rocchio now because Arias is hurt. Is Brian going to come up and look like Rocchio was in October? That's the hope, but you don't know. There's not enough proven commodities here. And they got to re-sign Stephen Kwan, by the way, too. Show us you're serious and keep number 38 around.
Matt Derry, at Derry Speaks on Twitter. Well, do you really think, real quick, I got like 30 seconds, do you really have any faith that they would sign him long term? Is there a possibility? I know that they've talked, but it's like, hey, you got two more years of arbitration.
No, let's do it. Show the fans, you got to keep a guy like that around.
It would be nice for the fans.
It would, and it would be nice trying to win. You can't let him walk. You can't develop another, name me another outfielder not named Stephen Kwan that you've developed. You haven't. They've all busted. Nolan Jones, Brad Zimmer, Clint Frazier. The list goes on and on. You have to keep him around because he's the one guy that's proven that he can hit and play, and he's a tremendous left fielder. He's unbelievable out there.
At Derry Speaks on Twitter, listen to the Guardians cast. They're very good. The Derry Brothers Guardians cast, even though sometimes, obviously, I can't tell your voice from your brothers. I apologize. I'm sorry. All the best.
All good, fellas. All the best.
Thank you so much. Matt Derry on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Derry Brothers Guardians cast. Pronounced like Derry. Like the food group. Spelled D-E-R-Y. Matt Derry.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.